Okay, our next head coach on the call will be Northwestern's Chris Collins. The Wildcats earn the number 10 seed in the upcoming tournaments. Northwestern will play number 7 seed Penn State on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Coach Collins. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And, Coach, before we get to the questions from the media, could you just start us off with an opening statement?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, I'm sure like all the other schools, I think we're excited to head to New York. It's a great opportunity. Will be a great experience for our players, for, our fans and everybody here at Northwestern. So looking forward to getting to New York and having an opportunity to play a really good Penn State team on Thursday night. And, trying to use the next couple of days here to get as healthy as possible. We've had our struggles, but we're a little bit beaten up with injuries and so forth. And so having a couple of days here, we just finished a stretch of 4 games in 8 days. So I know everybody in the league went through it at some point throughout the conference season, but we're a little bit tired from that stretch and use the next couple of days to get rested and recovered and hopefully be as close to full strength as possible on Thursday night.
Thank you, Coach. We'll now get to questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes to the line of Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Don. Good morning.
Good morning. When you guys go through, as you said, a tough stretch and even a tough season, is it hard to sort of ramp it up for a tournament, knowing that if you win it, you can – get to the NCAA tournament? Is it unrealistic to put those kind of pressures on a team, or do you just have to go to the old cliche of, we'll suit it up one game at a time?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, especially when you go through a tough stretch like we have the last couple of weeks, I think going to a tournament can maybe be a fresh start. Everybody gets a clean slate. It's a one and done type of tournament now. I think our guys understand, the next time we lose, our season's over. So you go in with a fresh mind and hopefully clear, vision on, look, playing that first game. And anytime you're in a tournament, whether it's a conference tournament, an NCAA tournament, an NIT, whatever, you really do have to just try to figure out a way to survive and advance to the next day. And kind of see who's there when you get there. So I'm hoping our guys will take a refreshed attitude about it. There's no question we've been a little bit beaten down with some really tough losses and also injuries down the stretch. And, I really want our guys to take that refreshed approach into New York and hopefully not play with that pressure and just go out there and compete and, try to do whatever it takes necessary to win a game Thursday night and get yourself to the next day.
Thanks.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Chris. I'm working on a story on KBASE Up, and when you guys played Ohio State, you were one of the first teams who was coming off a really significant stretch where he'd scored at a high level, and you guys did a pretty good job of keeping him in check. I just wonder what the challenge was like, as you saw it, trying to contend with a player like that.
Yeah, well, Kata's had an unbelievable year, and he's such a good guy, and such a great family. It's no wonder why he's been able, coming off his injury to have the year he's had. It's been fun to watch him. He's such a versatile player. I think that's what makes him the hardest, that's what makes it the toughest to try to defend him, because with his length and his skill set at his size, what kind of player do you put on him? If you put a smaller guy, he's more than capable of getting himself to the mid-range and inside and scoring around the basket. If you try to put a bigger guy on him, his quickness and his three-point shooting ability, he's a matchup nightmare in that regard, especially in college. And, I've always said those kind of guys are the ones that, everyone talks about the guard play, and rightfully so, but in college, those versatile guys that are between, 6'7 to 6'9 that can handle the ball, shoot the ball, post, pass, score, defend different positions, to me, those are the guys that are the most dynamic in the college game with the way the game's being played now. And he's kind of the prototypical guy for that that type of player, and just puts a lot of presents a lot of problems when you're trying to prepare for him.
You mentioned his family. Do you know his family well?
I do. My father went to Illinois State. His parents went to Illinois State. We actually got to – I didn't get a chance to recruit Cada because he was already committed when I got the job here. But, his younger brother we got to know well, because he was an up-and-coming prospect until he had his heart problems. So I have gotten to know the family. They're terrific people. And, it just makes you feel good when a guy like Cada, especially all they've gone through with Kai, to see him kind of have the kind of season of success, it's a great story.
And your next question comes on the line of Nathaniel Pinsky, Onward State.
Hey, Coach. How does not knowing the status of Mike Watkins change your strategy going into Thursday night's game?
Well, I think anytime a player is injured, you have to prepare as if he's going to play. And hopefully for Pat, Pat's a good friend of mine, and they've had such an outstanding season. Even if it comes at our expense because of how good of a player he is, you want every team to be at full strength this time of year and have a chance to make a run. So I think in our preparations, we're going to prepare for him to play. We played these guys twice. We know how good Mike is. We know how good these guys are. I think that's the mindset you have to take, is you can't be surprised with, he's not going to play, and then all of a sudden you show up and he's flying around doing his thing, and your players are looking at you like, what's going on here? So, I think we have to prepare these next couple of days as if Mike's going to be out there and that Penn State's going to be at full strength.
We'll take one final question here.
And your next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick, Omaha Herald.
Hey, Chris, after you guys had your breakthrough in the NCAA tournament last year, that left Nebraska as the last Power Conference team without an NCAA victory in a tournament. Did you know that fact, and do you think Nebraska is tournament worthy this year?
I did not know that fact, so thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. I absolutely do. I said it when we played them, and we actually played them in late December, I think it was December, right before the new year, having a chance to see their team and their makeup firsthand, with their length and their chemistry. I think, so much is lost in the college game, especially is the value of chemistry and how the pieces fit together. And I think when you just watch these guys play, I think Tim's done a great job of, putting the pieces together and making it very cohesive. And, they're so skilled. They have great length. They play very hard. They're very sound defensively. And they have more firepower this year than they've had in the past offensively. So, I think the proof is in the pudding. People want to try to malign our league. Maybe it's not as good as it's been in the past or whatnot. But, you go through the gauntlet of the Big Ten and you go 13-5 and play the level of play that they have. In my opinion, that's a team that deserves to play in the NCAA tournament.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.